Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your hostesses with the mostesses, Jen and Joe.
What up?
What's up, brother?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, listeners. We missed you.
Welcome to everybody live in the studio here. How's everybody doing?
Thanks for that.
Okay, let me turn that off.
Joe's adoring fans.
Yeah, I don't have a single clap sound on here.
Golf clap.
Yeah.
That's it.
Jen was hanging out in the bar.
I wish. Although, you know, the weird thing is...
All right, let me turn that off. New sounds I got in the computer.
Joe's got some new sounds. He's all going out wild and crazy. Wild and crazy, Joe. We had some sadness, so Joe and I had to go to the bar for a memorial.
It's the first time I've been in that bar in probably 20 years.
Yeah, so a good friend of ours, we referred to him as Mamba. That was his nickname, and passed away, sadly, this week. And Joe and I went to the...
Last week,
I'm sorry. Yeah. and we, instead of like doing like they, you know, go to a hall or something like that, we all went to the bar that he hung out at.
Yeah.
And we had a beer in Mamba's honor.
Yeah. So.
Place
filled up fast.
You know, it was funny because like I hold all my emotions in, right? And then I don't know what it is. Every time I get to a funeral home, I am like a bucket of tears, right? I might not even know the person. I'm like, meh. So we're walking by the casket and I'm like, I got all choked up and I don't know why I went, ow! Really loud and everybody looked. Did you hear me?
No.
I don't know. I'm like, I don't even know where this noise came from. It just like choked. I was like trying to hold back the tears and then it went, ow! Real loud. Sorry, Mamba in heaven.
Like I said, I'm going to hear the TV come on and he's going to be sitting on my couch and we're going to walk in and he's going to go, hey. And he'll just be sitting there watching TV.
It's so sad. It's so sad that, you know, like, we're getting to that point where, you know, we're going to start losing some friends. So you guys come back and haunt us, but not in a scary way, right?
Yeah.
Like, not when I'm changing or cutting my toenails or anything. Or in the middle of the night when I'm trying to get some beauty sleep. So, you know.
Yeah, you were telling me something about that before the show started.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell our listener?
Okay, so. Hello, listener. I'm glad you're listening.
Are you listening?
As you guys know, I always tell you like crazy, weird stuff that happens in my house because it's ramping up, right? So now I'm starting to see like more apparitions, more misty type things. Something was peeking at me yesterday. So I was sitting in the living room. So I've moved my dining room table out of my dining room, which is super teeny tiny, right? Yeah. And I put it in the living room so I could sit and watch TV at the table and
kind
do my laptop. And
it actually, you know, when you told me that you did that, I'm like, huh? But you get there and it's like, this actually makes a lot of sense.
It's a little awkward, but it's really nice because it's just me, right?
Yeah.
There's no, you know, I don't have a lot of company over. I'm hardly ever there because I work all the time. But so I was sitting there. Well, this is like a two-part story, and I'll make it fast because I know people are like, just get to the topic of the show, weirdo.
The freaking point. The freaky points.
Ooh, I like freaking icky. So I'm sitting there, and I'm, you know, how I'm facing the TV, and I'm on my laptop, you know, trying to catch up with stuff I couldn't catch up with and have a ghost show on. And out of the corner of my right eye, like above, you know, when you walk in from the dining room into the living room and it's got like that rounded arch.
Okay.
I kept seeing something like peek around the corner, but at the top of the arch. And I'm like, okay, I'm either really, really tired or something's peeking at me. And I kind of was trying to like look out my side eye, you know, like try to catch it. Try to catch it without acting like I was looking at it. But anyways, I just felt like something was peeking around. So go to bed. I think I fell asleep about 11:30, 12 o'clock. At 2:53... I had a dream that my mom was calling me like, I need you in here, or something to that effect. Either I need you here or I need you in here. And I think it was I need you in here because I felt like she was in my living room in my dream. And I woke myself up because I said, yes, or I'm coming or something like that. And I think it was yes, but I woke myself up out of that dream, and it was so real. It felt like somebody was in my house. Yeah. And I was like scared to get out of bed because it was like, what's going on? You know, I heard somebody calling me. It woke me up because I woke myself up.
Yeah.
It was just weird. I don't know if anybody else has experienced that kind of weird happening.
Well, I had that same thing happen to me. It was weird because I was laying in bed and I heard mom calling. Oh, no. no, I remember having a dream that somebody was, I felt the bed move down like somebody was sitting on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in my dream. And in my dream, I actually turned and looked and no one was there. But then I instantly woke up and was freaking out thinking that there was somebody sitting on my bed.
I don't know. I wonder if that's like a common thing that happens to a lot of people or if it's just because we have weird paranormal stuff happening to us. I don't know.
Let us know, listeners.
Yes, please. We want to hear it. So on that line of like very bizarre things that are going on in our lives, there are very bizarre things going on in the world. And yeah. I don't know if people are paying attention to this, if it's being subdued in the media or what's going on, but there are some very strange occurrences happening. And I told Joe and I was like, we gotta do a show just about these bizarre things I keep hearing about and seeing online and news feeds. And I'm like, there's some unexplainable yeah. things going on, not necessarily ghost things, but
just weird things,
weird
all over.
Things.
And when you mentioned that, I was like, I've got 1,000 things that I could talk about. So I narrowed it down.
All right, good.
But before we even start, I heard probably 3 months ago about this parrot that it's got out of its cage or out of its house and went up on the roof. And then I saw it on Facebook just a couple days ago.
No way.
This parrot was in Britain, and basically it must have been depressed or something because it was just sitting on the roof. And when the fire department went up to save it, the fireman got up there and told the parrot, said, basically, piss off. But
did it have an accent?
Yes. But it didn't use the word piss, the F word. But it was telling the fireman to piss off.
That is hilarious. And,
you know, like, just leave me alone. Just piss off. Leave me alone. And they said that this parrot wasn't hurt or nothing. It was just depressed.
Oh, maybe he was trying to find like some friends or something.
Sees the other birds up on the roof. And
there was a story I saw one time about, and I watched the YouTube video and I don't even know why I watched it, but I watched it, about this guy in Britain who found this stork and it was injured and it was female. I don't know how you tell a difference between male and female, but anyways, so she can't fly. So he took it into his house, and he could tell it was depressed. So he builded a little nest up on top of the house.
Okay.
On top of his flattered house or whatever it is. And so the stork, a male stork, came and comes every year from South Africa, flies from South Africa to England to be with the stork. They had little stork babies.
Oh.
But she can't fly because she's injured. And it's been happening for years and years and years. Like, how bizarre is that? So they're tracking this stork from South Africa to England. And, like, he brings it in the house for half a year. And then when it's time for the mate to come and visit, because it puts her on top of the roof.
Puts her on the roof.
There's some weird bird things going on in England. So all our listeners in England, tell us your bird stories.
Yeah.
It's the parabird community. Parabirds. Okay.
So what weird thing do you have on your pile there?
Okay, so this is what's kind of sparked this whole interest in this topic. I was reading in the Daily Mail, it's like a news thing, this article of strange things. So a 36-foot-long humpback whale was found dead in the Amazon jungle, miles from its natural habitat. Mm-hmm. How the hell does a giant whale get into the middle of the Amazon? Okay, so experts in Brazil have been left baffled of how this 10-ton animal had become or was placed lying in the woodland area about 50 feet from the sea. The marine animal was discovered on Friday. This was like a couple, last week.
Okay.
In the island of Maragio.
Maragio?
Off of the Araruna Beach at the mouth of the Amazon, which is not their natural habitat. No. They're like, Amazon is like freshwater and whales are ocean water,
yeah,
right?
I don't know if they're brackish or not, but yeah.
I don't know. So they sent a team out to the region to inspect the remains, and it's about a month and a month. Man, I'm the worst time talking today. Oh,
that's a weird phenomenon.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Okay, so video taken at the time shows the animal splayed out with the swampy mangrove trees all around it and no visible signs of injury. So they got this 2 or 10 ton whale. It's 36 feet long in the middle of the Amazon. Like, that's like, what, 5 Volkswagens heavy?
Yeah.
So no predator is going to be able to drag this thing into the middle of the Amazon. I don't know. I mean, even like the Amazon's not that like.
It's not deep.
Not going to wash something up.
But the part that it was at wasn't that deep.
Yeah, so this is just really bizarre. How does it end up there? Why is it end up there? And how does it get that far? I mean, I could see if it was like laying on the beach or, you know, right at the water's edge, but it was so far in. Okay, so they were just baffled like what this humpback whale is doing on the north coast of Brazil during February, which is very unusual to have them even in that area. So who knows? Like, it's like an alien picked it up and just drop it in there.
It could be just like the cattle mutilations.
So they don't know, but just that was very, very bizarre. Like, how does it just get that far in?
Yeah.
And if you're looking at the pictures, look how it's so densely forested.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to physically fit through all of these trees, and it's just lying in there. So, like,
now
that just doesn't make any sense.
I did read that article, and they said that they think that the tides came up and washed it inland. But the tides are only like a foot off the ground.
Yeah.
Because if they're any more than that, all those trees in it would be pushed over. Because you've seen where, like, the flooding up of the river,
yeah.
You could tell. But you look at those pictures, and the ground and everything is standing straight up. It's not, there was no tide going through there.
And even if it was pushed up against those trees, there weren't any markings on the body.
Yeah.
Which was the weird part.
In order for...
like slices or dices or...
In order for that to float that far inland, you had to have 30 foot of water.
Sure. Yeah, so it's just in one of the bizarre unexplained case files. Like, was it transplanted there by some aliens?
You know...
Did they probe it? With their proby probes?
But, you know, when we talk about stuff like that, about alien abduction and that, you talk about like the cattle mutilations. One of the big things about the cattle mutilation is you can tell that they were dropped from a high up, the way that they're squished into the ground, but they don't bounce. Okay. Now,
I didn't know that.
A normal thing dropped from however high would bounce in some way, where these don't. It's almost like they're placed there, but they're placed there in such a force that it looks like they were dropped.
That's so weird. And don't you think, like, okay, if you have something big that's like dead and being dropped, like a cattle or a horse, that it would just explode? Like, because the gases in your body build up after you die, right?
Yeah, but
like,
that's one of the weird parts about this is the cattle mutilations. And when I say cattle, but there's been horses, there's been dogs and stuff, but
goats.
They seem like they're dropped from a real high height, but don't remember if the bones are broken, like rib bones and stuff. But you can tell that they're dropped and they're imprinted. How do you say that? Imprinted into the ground, but yet they don't bounce. It's almost like just a solid thud where they just land.
Yeah, and like the precise incisions. You know, it almost looks like laser cut.
Yeah,
it's so.
Another thing too, you know, they talk the cuts and all that could be caused by insects, but that's another thing about these. When they find cattle mutilation cases, there's no insects on the body, which within hours you have maggots right. and all that. And that's yeah. how they can time them to how long they've been dead. But in these cat emulation cases, there's no bugs on the body.
So they'd have to be like in a sterile environment.
Yeah. Ooh. And when they're laying, but they could be laying out there for a week mm-hmm. and be found and still have no bugs on them.
Interesting. It's bizarro.
Very bizarre.
What else do we got? What other weird things do you want to talk about?
I know that
you
wanted to talk about the strange sounds. And
oh my gosh. So Joe's been into this for a while. Like he's told me about these for a long time. And it's like, you know, this is what's great about the, well, part of what's great about the internet is that now people are capturing these, mm-hmm. you know, somebody could tell you about it or maybe put it on like a tape recorder. But now, you know, they're getting like video and audio evidence of it.
Which I have. Went up on YouTube, which was it's YouTube, but I got some sounds off YouTube that I'll play here in a minute. But yeah, these strange booms, these strange sounds in the air.
So bizarre. Like there's this particular article I was looking at, there was 9 different types of sounds.
Yeah.
I'll just give you a couple of them. Right. And then Joe, you know, you chime in and tell me or, you
chime
know.
Chime in, like sounds?
Get it? Like I was trying to be fun.
I don't have a ding sound on here.
So there's this bloop sound, I guess that's what they're calling bloop. It the bloop
bloop, sort of like that ghost hunting gear that the lady had at the Gill House the one night.
Bing, don't remind bing. Me that submarine bing. sound. Oh, so annoying. Okay, the bloop is a big kahuna in explained sounds in 1997, which was a big year, they say, for ocean, under ocean sounds, weird sounds, auditory sounds. Extremely powerful ultra-low frequency sound was detected at various listening stations 1,000 miles apart, traced to somewhere in the tip of South America.
Okay.
It only lasted a minute, but was repeatedly heard over the summer, but hasn't been heard since. They believed it was a kind of a sound of a massive, like, ice quake, and they were calling it organic, but they couldn't figure out, you know, where this bloop was coming from.
But it was the bloop sound, which is, mm-hmm. you know, by what they're calling it is what it sounded like. An ice quake wouldn't be a steady sound. It mm-hmm. would either be a big crash sound.
Yeah.
But underwater would be a little muffled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or it would be like the ice quakes that we just had, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
That was so bizarre. That was so bizarre. Like, Joe and I stepped out and it was so cold. I mean, it was like,
yeah, that's when you really get
20
them.
And 30 below. And like, we stepped out on the porch and you could hear the ground popping.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so weird.
Which is one of the sounds that, you know, the strange booms that people hear. My theory on that is the boom sounds up here mm-hmm. are earthquakes, because lots of times when we hear earthquakes, it's not like in California where it's a steady,
mm-hmm.
you know, for
and
seconds.
Shifting of yeah. plates, yeah.
It's just a bang, because lots of times people don't hear them outside. They always hear the noises inside the house, which the house amplifies the sound.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So that one was kind of described, they say, as like a man, a dragon, an octopus kind of a sound.
Okay.
And still unexplained to this day. There was one called the Julia sound, which was recorded on March 1st, 1999, lasted roughly 15 seconds, and it was loud enough to be heard by the entire aquarium. Oh my gosh. You
good
know
thing
how,
I'm not reading
you
that.
Guys know how I am with words. Equatorial?
Equatorial.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I knew the word.
Came to the rescue.
I probably won't be able to read it, but I knew the word.
Specific ocean hydrophone, and still unexplained. The next one is called the slowdown. It was first recorded May 19th, 1997, and it was also credited to an iceberg running aground through some people who insist it might be a giant squid, though. Oh, yeah. The sound lasted for 7 minutes and gradually decreased in frequency, hence the name the slowdown, unlike one they call the upsweep, where the sound was heard periodically increasing.
Yeah.
This was just kind of like a wind down, which is so bizarre. We have to look these up and like play them for our listeners.
Yeah. I have.
So Joe's going to play them for you later. There was one about 50 years ago called the Hum that went through different places all over the world.
Yeah.
Canada, New Mexico, England, Scotland, Auckland, New Zealand. Mostly in places where there wasn't a lot of population is mm-hmm. where they heard it, which doesn't that seem bizarre?
You know, and a lot of these sounds, people say, well, it's construction equipment. And there have been, you know, like I said, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
There have been videos of mechanical equipment making sound that people can't understand. It, like there was one of them that had a sound to it and they actually followed it. And it turned out that there was a tractor scraping cement. And the sound was resonating so far. Now, I have a few sounds here that sound like that, but none of these are confirmed to be mechanical. And that's the thing is, like that one there, it was heard all over the world.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah, so if it's a tractor on cement, is only going to be heard about, what, a mile from where it's at?
Yeah.
You know, like where we are right now in my house, every night I hear hammer sounds on a giant tank.
Mm.
You know, bang, bang. And I know it's a hammer because it's not a steady beat. It's like somebody hitting the side of a tank. And I've asked my neighbors and all that, and some of them say, yeah, I heard that too. But what I think it is, and it doesn't make sense, but what I think it is over at General Mills, somebody's hitting the side of the sugar tanks or whatever, knocking the stuff mm-hmm. down. That's the only thing I can think of. But I've been outside and I haven't heard it. But you come inside and you can hear it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Did you ever see that video where some guy skipped a rock across a frozen lake and it made the weirdest sounds?
You can do that. Yeah.
That was really interesting. As the way that the sound, like, you know, just
resonated,
echoed out. Yeah. Underneath.
But you know, all over the world, people are hearing strange noises in the sky. Some of the noises that they hear in the sky are trumpet sounds. Now, I don't have that sound, but I couldn't. It was weird because it was one of those weird times where I'm trying to find that sound and I couldn't find it anywhere, as if it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But
do you think that, like, maybe or possibly there's, I don't want to say the government,
yeah.
but somebody, some kind of agency that will find this stuff that shouldn't be out there and take it down?
Well, yeah, it's been proven that they mm-hmm. things have disappeared and stuff, but. Let me play you a couple clips here.
Okay.
This first one I'm going to play is, mm-hmm. the first one you're going to hear is at a Detroit baseball game.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's the first sound you're going to hear, but it is there in this track. But it's also a guy opens his door and you can hear sounds in the sky. These are all sky sounds.
Okay.
Let me play this for you.
That's a haunting sound, if we've ever heard one. One ball, no strikes. And the bunt is foul. The count is 1-1.
And what could that possibly be? Somebody shut the door.
It sounds supernatural.
So that was the first clip that, and you could hear it. It almost,
yeah. Sounds like Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Crush him, rah!
And they were at an outside stadium. I think
that's the old Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Weird.
You know, and it's not like some of these stadiums that just have a hole in the roof where the wind could mm-hmm. be like on top of a bottle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Tiger Stadium was completely open. Uh-huh. The old Tiger Stadium. Very bizarre. Like yeah. if I heard that, I'd be like, The world.
And that's,
the world is, the aliens are invading.
The one that I wanted to play was the trumpet sounds. It was unbelievable. I've got a couple other sounds here.
Okay.
I don't have it marked, so I don't know which one it is, but
that's all right.
This is off YouTube. See, now that one
is like straight up out of a horror flick.
Yeah, exactly. And that this one here, I think it was in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
He just was pointing his phone up into the sky. You could see the tree line and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sounds. But this next one I'm going to play is the one that you hear that guy opening the door.
Okay.
I believe this was out west. I didn't write down. I think it was in either Oregon or Washington. But let's hear this. That one there.
That's so freaky.
At first I thought, okay, maybe that does sound like, I don't know if you've ever heard it, but going past hydromatic, they'll release their air pressure tanks and it'll sound like a jet engine going off. I was thinking, maybe it's something like that. But this one here, you can tell where it changes pitch and all that.
Yeah. It's not like a sonic boom. It's not like a jet, you know, taking off or any... The only way I can describe it sounds like Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Like, seriously, like, if I heard that, like, if I step out and heard that, I would think that, like, the aliens are coming to invade us. You know,
but the thing is, those are the sounds that people are hearing all over the world. It's not just in certain locations.
Mm-hmm.
They're hearing this stuff all over the world.
That's so bizarre. That's giving me anxiety right now. It really is.
I want to hear it.
You know? I don't.
I mean, all I hear around
the bar
here,
drinking, I couldn't handle it.
All I ever hear around here is my neighbor's leaf blower.
Oh gosh, Joe! All day, all night, all day, all night. Came home the other day, and Joe's neighbor was—it was snowing out, and he was leaf blowing the snow off of his driveway.
Yep, he does. Hell of a nice guy, but he just likes to use his leaf blower a lot.
Yeah, very early in the morning when you know, like you finally get out. Work all week, and then Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, you hear. Yep. Oh, I'd be so mad.
That's one of the things that we wanted to talk about is the weird noises all over the world, and they're unexplained. I mean, there are some where they did explain them, you know, like that tractor on the cement, but that sound only traveled about a mile.
Wasn't there one weird sound or something that came from outer space that nobody could ever explain? Like they got it one time, like the wow something.
It was a wow signal, but it wasn't a sound.
Oh, okay.
It was more just a, well, I guess you could call it a sound, but it was through the radio telescopes. Okay,
yeah, I didn't know if that was like.
There are now. I don't know if I want to mention a lot about it because I don't know a lot about it. I'm learning more about it, but right now they are picking up sounds from space. They did pick up a radio signal from a galaxy that's billion years away or light years away. So whatever that was is gone by now, you know, but they've been getting sounds from space and it's radio transmitted sounds. It's not like audible, you know? So right now they're getting sounds from space. So
should we get our digital recorders and our spirit box out?
That's right.
Okay. So we can hear sounds from space.
Yep.
Weird. Okay, what other weird stuff do you got, Joe?
So one of the things that I like to talk about, and I don't talk about it on this show that much, but I talk about it amongst my friends, is the missing 411 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of research on this. David Politis wrote several books on it, and I'm not really going to go much into the 411 stuff.
We'll do a whole show on it sometime.
I want to have David on
and
have, you know, have him explain it, because I could talk all day about it, but hearing it from him just but like a couple of the cases, there was a man that disappeared, and in the missing 411 cases, it's usually all the same. Someone disappears just out of the thin air, no trace, thousands of people searching for him, they don't find him, they show up on the trail where all the searchers have walked on, you know. Well, this gentleman, he disappeared, and 3 days later they found his body. But the strange part about it is he, and a lot of these cases, they take their clothes off. And a lot of them are, the clothes are either folded neatly or stuff. Even the toddlers, you know, that go missing, their clothes are like folded and put next to the body. you know, or the belt is taken out of the pants and rolled up, set next to the body. But anyhow.
So bizarre.
This person was gone for 3 days. They found his body on a trail that a lot of the researchers walked down.
Wow.
And the weird thing about it is his feet. He had no socks or shoes on, and his feet were wore down to the bone to where they think that it looks like he was walking on rocks for a month.
Oh, my God.
And wore his feet down to the bone.
Ew.
But he was only gone 3 days and found on a path that tons of people have walked on.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. And that's why
I'm so bizarre
thinking about these like disappearances. Are they going to a different dimension where they're gone in that dimension for months? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Another case was this little toddler was at a campsite with his parents and he disappeared. They searched and searched and searched, couldn't find him. They found him thousands of feet up on this mountain in like 3 foot of snow where this toddler, there's no way he could have made it up there. Okay, so that's really the only thing I want to talk about, the missing 411, but I want to put this into a book that I just bought. It's by Thomas Jeffries.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Parallel Universes. It was wrote back in 1977. In the book, he talks about what he calls exit areas to where people disappear from. And it kind of correlates with the missing 411 because in the missing 411s, majority of the areas where people disappear are the national parks, which are all the woods and stuff. Okay. One of the cases in the book in 1889, July 13th, 1889, an adventurer named McMillan went to Mount Olympus in Greece and was going to climb to the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought his friend named Harding. They got to this plateau and there were two peaks off that plateau. One was higher than the other, so they decided to do like a competition who could make it to the top of each one. So McMillan went up one, and Harding went up the other. McMillan went up to the top peak first, and they don't really know how because it was higher. So how did he get up there first? But who knows? It could have been rougher terrain on the other side or whatever. Who knows? But he looked down and saw Harding on the lower peak, and they kind of waved at each other because it wasn't that far away. You could actually see the person, but you couldn't yell across, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as he's standing there, like a gust of wind hit him and almost knocked him over. And he thought that was kind of odd. And he looked down and he saw Harding waving to him and started walking back down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
As he was walking down the hill, he vanished as if he just walked through a door and just disappeared.
How cool.
Okay. So he got freaked out and he ran down the rest of the mountain to where the guide was standing with the horses on the plateau, and the guide was like in shock. He was just staring up at the mountain. So the guide saw this guy disappear also. Okay. So
freaky.
They ran up the hill to where Harding was standing, and you could actually see his footprints in the dirt, and they would go and then they just stopped as if he just disappeared. And Harding has never been seen to this day. And in the book, that's what he talks about is these exit points, okay, and how people just vanish into thin air. And who knows, 200 to 1,000 years from now, he may just blip out and keep walking down the hill as if he never did.
I think that's how Bigfoot gets around and is never seen.
Yeah. Also in his book, he mentions about the woods of Pennsylvania. He calls it the Black Forest because that's what the German settlers that came over in the 1600s called it. And what's weird about that in Pennsylvania is in this area, hundreds of kids disappear all the way from the 1600s to now.
Wow.
People are disappearing in this area and they don't know why. And in 1970 was a huge Bigfoot and UFO flap in that area.
Ooh.
And if you can remember, we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, and they saw the UFO that landed on the beach. I think that was about, wasn't that around 1970?
Mm-hmm. 67, I think. 64. Anyways.
Yeah. So this area in Pennsylvania, he thinks, is an exit point.
Ah. But there's been, I mean, when we talked to Robin Swoop, he's seen cryptids.
Yeah.
Panthers, ghosts. I mean, like... Mm-hmm. All kinds of very bizarre things in Pennsylvania. Yeah. There's a lot going. And you know, remember when we were driving through Pennsylvania, how forested
that's
it
what
was?
We're saying,
it was so dense, like for miles and miles and miles and miles.
You know, back we talk about the kids that disappear. I'm talking hundreds of kids, and not just one at a time. There's been times where whole groups of kids have disappeared.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna have to do a whole show just about disappearing kids. That's terrible.
So it makes you wonder. We know that time is a dimension, but is time and our time or dimensions like layers? And are there cracks in those layers where all of a sudden we see Bigfoot or people disappear?
I think it's very possible. I mean, you've got, disappearances in different triangles around the world.
Yeah.
They say people pop in and out. Anything's possible. I mean, you get any kind of like dimension or even like the cracks in the earth.
Yeah.
Things shift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whole mountains have disappeared and appeared.
Yeah.
Volcanic, so like things are moving and changing all the time.
I don't remember what show it was, but we mentioned about human teleportation.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that skier that was just skiing down the hill. Next thing he knows, he's in an airport all the way across the United States, still wearing his helmet and everything.
Right. Like bizarro.
Yeah.
Weird. Like this show just gets weirder and weirder.
I tell you, when you mentioned it, I have a whole pile of stuff.
I know. I was like, we could go on for years about this stuff. But there was another thing, just random weird thing that I came across. And I was like, I got to mention this because you and I have talked about this before, not on the air, but there are two new holes in the earth. Okay. So all around the world, there's these bizarre holes. Okay. So here we're talking about Bermuda, people disappearing in the triangles. Bermuda Triangle, there's huge blue holes underneath the that they don't know where they go. There's two huge new holes that have appeared in Siberia in Russia. And they said that the first one is like 165 to 300 feet across, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
Right? So that would be like what? Like a size of a football field?
Field is 300 feet across. Okay.
And then that hole has found there's a lake underneath it.
Oh.
At the bottom of it. The second hole is a couple miles away from that one, but it's only about 50 feet wide. Now there's a third hole that was accidentally found by some reindeer herders.
Yeah, that's what's out there.
And it's almost perfectly cone-shaped, 13 feet wide, and like 300 feet deep.
Yeah.
Like the earth is just opening up.
And it's not like these are blowing out like a volcano because there's no debris. They're just up here as if spaceships or whatever are just landing through
Who knows?
Their magic light beams come down.
Yeah, so they said that it might be related to the gas industry. Like some gases are just, dissolving the earth, or there might be pranksters. But how does a prankster 300 feet deep? And no, that's not even possible.
There's no debris around them. They just appear.
Yeah, they say, there's one of the theories, it's extraterrestrial, that maybe they're boring into our earth and some of these ships are underneath in these holes, coming in and out of these holes, which we've heard it on different shows.
Yeah.
There's the theory that there's parking spaceships in holes in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
All over. There was one in China that they won't let anybody go on that land. They say it's sacred land and they won't, you can't look at it. We could try to Google Earth it.
Google Earth, you look at it and it's all like, what do you call it? Out of focus.
Mm-hmm. They were saying here that it could be like melting of the permafrost from like global warming is causing these holes. But they said that, the holes fill up a lot of times with natural gas too. So you're probably looking at these holes and get gassed and fall in it like 300 feet down, you're gone for good. According to some of the locals, though, the holes aren't actually new. They say that the growth of the vegetation around them, they've been there for years. But, like as things, in Siberia, obviously it's one of the coldest places in the world, they do have a summer, so it melts. Yeah. But they've also seen things exploding and falling from the sky around these holes. Who knows? It could be a giant meteor.
You never know what's actually out there in space. There could be meteors that are either so heavy or moving fast enough where it doesn't explode the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It just cuts it.
Yeah. Who knows? That could cause some of these sonic noises. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you a quickie about this. There is a hole, though, that isn't naturally formed. There's a place in Russia they call the Kola Super Deep Borehole.
Yeah.
That they've been trying to dig the deepest hole in mm-hmm. the world, which is so bizarre. So they've been digging from 1970 to 1994.
Yeah.
And it's like 7 miles deep.
Yep.
Which is crazy. So along the way of digging this hole, they have found weird things existing in there. So like, if you could think about it, it's like they say 22 Eiffel Towers deep.
Uh-huh.
They've found fragile organic compounds that withstood the pressure over all the hundreds of years. They found some like offshoots, like I don't want to say caves, but
yeah, you know, just like cracks.
Yeah,
like
cracks and weird temperatures down in there.
Extreme temperatures.
Yeah. Like you would expect because mm-hmm. we're, you know, got a molten core yep. in mm-hmm. and so they had to stop digging though because the heat got so hot that they couldn't do anything and then they covered it up with a metal cap.
Yeah, they
capped it.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Yeah.
We'll just cap well, it.
One of the reasons they stopped digging too is the heat was so intense that it broke the bit.
Oh my god.
And they couldn't get the bit out. So they went back down and it kind of, when they got down to that bit, it kind of went off to the side
mm-hmm.
and they kept digging. Now, the weird thing about that hole is, and if I knew you were talking about this, I would have got the sound, but they say that another reason why they stopped mm-hmm. is because they could hear the screams of thousands of souls coming out of that hole.
Oh my gosh.
And okay, that's scary. If you look it up, there is audio. I don't know if it's on YouTube or whatever, but there is audio of the sounds coming from that hole. And they say that they heard the souls of mm-hmm. thousands of screaming people.
Oh, my Lord, I don't want to hear it. I'll have nightmares and won't be able to sleep again.
But yeah, I didn't know you were going to bring up that hole because that's a very interesting thing.
Yeah, we could talk more about that. There's so many different weird, bizarre things just in the physical earth. You yeah. know what I mean? Like they're still discovering pyramids. They're still discovering mm-hmm. sinkholes. They're discovering, you know, like water that they don't know where it flows to. And, yeah. you know, like just you think about like the supernatural stuff, but the natural stuff is weird, mm-hmm. you know, like so much strange stuff out there. Let's all go explore some of this weird stuff.
I want to revisit the weird stuff because we didn't talk about my theories of Mars. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about I think I did a video on that, a really bad video of my theories of the life that was actually on Mars billion years ago
mm-hmm.
because it evolved like our Earth did. It's just Earth was too hot at the time and there's all kinds of rabbit holes on that one.
Rabbit holes. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
So, yeah, we just wanted to bring some weirdity to this. And like I said, I've got tons. I could tell you so many stories. If you see me at one of the shows, ask me some weird stuff.
Yeah, because he likes it.
I like the weird stuff.
He's the king of the weird. But anyways, we thanks everybody for listening. You know, if you have any really weird things that you've encountered, definitely get a hold of us. We'd love to hear your weird stories.
We're going to be out and about. We're at
starting the convention season.
Yeah, we're starting a little later than last year.
Yeah.
You know, last year we did a lot, but our first one is Butler, Pennsylvania. So
yes.
Look up Butler Paranormal Conference.
Yeah. So it's not too far from Ohio. We had a great time last year. It was so interesting. There were great speakers, great vendors, mm-hmm. Good location. And we went to a Chinese buffet and it was fun. We'll have to do it again this year. But anyways, thanks everybody for listening.
Yes. And like we always say, please share this with your friends. Share our show.
Yeah. I post all the shows on Twitter and our Facebook page on a weekly basis. You guys have been great. We're getting tons and tons of downloads, so keep it up. share it with your friends, share our page, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Tune in next week for another amazing show. Don't know what it's on, but it's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.